Junction. Well, what a night last night. How about those winds? I got about 20 feet of fence lying on its side. Unfortunately, it also took the lives of two people in this province, canceled flights, and thousands of trees uprooted or just split in half. Tate Sala is a veteran arborist, co-founder of Cohen and Ma. He joins me on the line. Hello, Tate.
Hi, Deb.
So enjoying your day off today?
Well, it's a little bit busier than most Saturdays.
Yeah, no kidding. How many calls have you had today?
Well, literally hundreds. It started last night when those winds kicked up, and it's just so widespread. That's really the difference with this storm. We're seeing it all over the city of Toronto.
It seems to me that what happened several years ago with the ice storm, and we watched the canopy disappear in some parts of the city, and of course it brought down so many power lines, and with that even poles, that some of these trees that still exist after that should have been taken out.
Well, you know, that's very true, or at the very least they should be inspected. You know, the one consistent thing that we've seen in all these calls that we're going to, where these trees have failed, there were existing defects. So we really want to try to catch those defects. The sort of the main three things we're seeing are cavities in trees with decay. That's where it broke. Or narrow branch unions, where two limbs come together in a tight union. Those pieces are peeling right open.
Yep.
Or we're seeing poor root systems and trees are tipping over in their entirety.
It's about a block away from my house. I was driving by yesterday afternoon after a tree split. And it's funny because I looked at it. It had been spray painted with a red star and a circle around it, which means that the city of Mississauga, or the region of Peel, I guess, were just about ready to take it down. Sorry, boys, a little late.
A little late, and we've seen many of those trees that were just a little past due that unfortunately failed in those winds yesterday.
And anecdotally, again, I have a friend who's saying to me that his neighbor's got two big trees that are looming right over his house, and he keeps saying to me, he says, listen, man, we're going to get hit with a storm again. You could lose part of your roof or part of your house. And he said, yeah, I'd like to take it down, but I really can't afford it. Is it that expensive to take a tree down?
Well, removing trees in the city is a very delicate procedure. We're in very tight quarters. You know, we're living amongst these large, enormous trees with huge canopies, and we have our beautiful properties, our homes, our families. So it is rather involved to get them down safely and in a manner that's not going to destroy everything.
Okay, and I know it's not fair to ask for a quote over the phone like this, especially on the radio. But let's assume that I have a tree that I just want taken out of my yard for whatever reasons. It's growing too big. There's nothing really around it. There's nothing that should complicate the procedure. It's, say, 25 feet tall with a 6-foot circumference or 4-foot circumference. What would that cost, generally speaking?
Yeah, well, it's a question we get a lot, Ted. That's very true. One of the things about our work, there's so many variables involved. So, you know, even that case of the tree in the open yard, you know, there may be other factors. There may be the species of tree it is really plays into it. Different municipalities are going to have different bylaws involved and different reports that need to be written. Different municipalities will have tree planting requirements. So really all those things factor into a price. What I like to tell people is, you know, usually for something like that, you've got to expect it's going to be over $500. It's not kind of like, you know, getting someone in and for $50 or $100, get it removed. You know, but these things, you know, can certainly go upwards of, you know, $5,000, $6,000. And, you know, certainly we've seen cases where there's large trees on top of roofs that have gone right through the house. And you can imagine projects like that can sometimes take weeks to execute. In those cases, some large budgets are required.
And generally speaking, don't try to do it by yourself. And I know this firsthand, not because I did, but driving out in the West End, out in Mississauga one day along Dundas, I looked and there was a tree that had been cut down. You could see it didn't break or anything. It was cut, clean cut, landed right on the guy's hood of his car. Yeah. So he obviously wasn't planning properly.
Indeed. And you know what, Ted? Like, that's a lucky day. Nobody was hurt or injured. If it was just a car that was destroyed, that's a lucky day. There's a lot that can go wrong very quickly. So to do this properly, there's a lot of training involved. There's a lot of procedure. Teamwork is critical, and we're always working in teams, and everyone's well-trained. You have to have the right equipment, and you need to be able to assess these situations. Storm damage, dealing with storm damage, there's always these unpredictable variables that we try to control, and really having experience in those type of scenarios is critical.
Mm. Somebody said that they paid, just as a text I'm getting in here, I paid around $7,500 to have two trees removed last summer.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I mean, it's the rule of thumb. It's like, look, if you're concerned that this thing is getting too big, get rid of it now, because the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you.
Well, you know, I think that would be a shame. And that's something I hear a lot. Often there is some fear about just the size of the tree or the height of the tree and this desire to make it smaller. And really, in a lot of cases, those trees are perfectly fine. And if they're inspected and if they're cared for regularly and an arborist is looking after it, you know, these trees shouldn't be removed. And we need these large trees with these beautiful canopies. So it's not so much a case of scale. It's more about evaluating the structure.
Right. But then there's that story that we heard earlier this week, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tate, about the guy's his pipes being ruined by roots from a tree, a big old tree that sat on city property, and he's trying to tell the city, you should pay for the damage, and they say, no, it's your damage.
Yeah, and that's a tough break for that homeowner, and I sympathize with that. And we hear similar stories from our customers. You know, that ownership issue is always tricky. You know, certainly, you know, the city, I know they try to mitigate those issues. You know, but one thing from that story that's important to bear in mind as well is that there are solutions to deal with those roots being a problem for the plumbing other than cutting the tree down. And, you know, it's always my hope that sometimes we start to look at those solutions and that our city gets on board with some more sophisticated methods to deal with that rather than cutting the tree down.
All right. I'm not going to give out your phone number because you haven't got time to do any more work today.
we're always willing to help.
I know that. I'm kidding you. Tate Sal is a veteran arborist. He's co-founder of Cohen and Ma, and you can go online to find out more information, I take it.
Yes, indeed, Ted. Yeah, Cohen and Master, and we're happy to help anybody out.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. All the best. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Ted.
All right, there you go. Cohen and Master, you can look that up, and you'll find out the information that you desire. As you're watching the news in the last day or so, you can see all the damage that's been done to all those beautiful trees. It is 1:28 at News Talk 10.